الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فعن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة وأبي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن رواه الترمذي رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته سيدنا أبو ذر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اور سیدنا معاذ بن جبل رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ both eminent companions of our beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم narrate from نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم that he said اتق الله حيثما كنت create a وقايه create a barrier between yourself and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be Fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Create a barrier between yourself and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And automatically you will create a barrier between yourself and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever you may be, حيثما كنت. When a person enters the fold of Islam, when he accepts Iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to live a life of taqwa, life of piety. He should learn the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try his utmost to carry out the do's and try his utmost to abstain from the don'ts. This is taqwa. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاقَ التُّقَى لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحِصَابِ Abstain from each and every sin, minor or major. That is taqwa. So create a barrier between yourself and minor sins. Create a barrier between yourself and major sins. Create a barrier between yourself and every sin. That is taqwa. So fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear sins. Fear sins. Fear disobedience to Allah. That means stay away from sin. Stay away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result will be, you will stay away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one needs to do this wherever he may be. In the masjid, in the marketplace, in the shopping center, in the mall, in the park, in the school, in the college, in the factory, in the office environment, during the day, during the night, at the airport, in the aeroplane. Ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. After iman, one needs to live a life of piety. A life pure from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, was aware that the only group of humans who are immune from sins are the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, the prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. That is the only group that is ma'soom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them from committing sins, from making mistakes. Because if a Nabi who is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guiding star, who is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a role model, who is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a good example for others, was seen to be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would not remain a role model. He would not remain a good example. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, no one is ma'asum. Every person is prone to slipping and making a mistake. And that mistake could be minor or major. But some are more protected than the others. Amongst the masses, you will see some who don't perform salat at all, not even Juma salat. And you will find certain people who perform Juma Salat and neglect all the other Salat. You will find others who perform all Salat except for Fajr Salat. You will find others who perform all five times Salat regularly. So there are various categories of people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew the nature of human, that he would slip. Because shaitan is constantly working on his mind and he is trying to deviate him from the straight path. So even a wali may slip. But the difference between a wali and a non-wali is that a wali will slip once in a while, whereas a non-wali will slip over and over again. A wali will slip and find himself committing a particular sin, whereas a non-wali will find himself committing so many sins. A wali will slip, and after slipping and after committing a mistake, he will repent immediately. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. The quality of a wali, when a person reaches the status of being the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his characteristic and his quality is that whenever he slips and makes a mistake, he does not wait for the next moment. He realizes very quickly that I have made an error, and after realizing, he repents very quickly. So when a wali slips from the platform of taqwa, you will immediately find him on the platform of tawbah, as a result of which he will bounce back to the platform of taqwa. Whereas a non-wali will sin and sin and sin and sin without any remorse, regret, and with a firm resolution to do that again and again and again and again. So the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that after accepting iman, live a life of piety, live a life of taqwa, stay away from disobedience, minor and major. And that should be the goal, that I will never commit a sin. I will remain masoom. That should be the jazbah, that should be the zeal. I will never commit a sin, despite knowing that I am prone to making mistakes. I will make mistakes. But the aim should be, I will never make a mistake. It is like putting on new clothes or washed clothes. We know that they are going to get dirty, but despite that, our aim is that I will not let my clothes become dirty. But when the clothes do become dirty, despite our not wanting, what do? We wash them straight away. We use soap and we wash them straight away and we make them clean again. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that despite my servants trying to keep their hearts clean from the filth and dirt of sin, they will not be able to do so. Once in a while the awliya will slip also. And the non-awliya will slip over and over again. So how do they clean their hearts? وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمُحُهَا. So stay away from sinful activities, adopt taqwa, and make sure your heart remains clean. And your heart does not become filthy with the filth of sins. But if it does happen that despite your not wanting to, your hearts do become filthy, then what do? You follow that filthy action with a good action. After carrying out the sayya, when you realize that I have done wrong, carry out a hasana, carry out a good deed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in a hadith that when a person commits a sin and he realizes I have committed a sin, then he should perform wudu. After performing wudu, he should perform 2 rakat. And after performing 2 rakat, he should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he should ask for forgiveness and make tawbah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere repentance. Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum. It is hope that your Rabb will forgive your sins. Wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. And he will make you deserving of Jannah again. He will grant you entry into Jannah under which rivers will flow. وَاتْبِي السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمُحُهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after making a mistake, perform wudu. This is hasana, a good deed. Perform 2 rakat, hasana, good deed. And thereafter, tawbah and istighfar, again good deed. A sahabi, radiyallahu anhu, came to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and he said, I have made a mistake. I saw a pretty lady. I sell dates. She came to my shop to buy dates and my gaze fell on her. She was pretty. So overcome by nafs, I kissed her. I have made an error. I have made a very big mistake. And before I depart from this world, I need to be cleansed. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clean me, purify me before I leave this world. This is the fikr and the concern they had for the hereafter. And when he said, purify me, clean me, what he meant was that if there is any punishment that you wish to give me here in this very world, I would like to bear that punishment, because the punishment of this world is far more lenient than the punishment of the hereafter. And the disgrace of this world is nothing in comparison to the disgrace of the hereafter. O Messenger of Allah, clean me, purify me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam became silent. And after a while, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this verse, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Especially for the Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Why? Because he was concerned about the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him an easy way of purifying his heart from the filth of the sin that he had committed. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Establish salah at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. So establish salah at the beginning of the day, Fajr salah, and at the end of the day, Asr salah. Wazwalafam min al-layl, and also establish the Maghrib salah and the Isha salah and the Fajr salah. And the Isha, Maghrib Salah and the Isha Salah. Four Salah. وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِّ النَّهَارِ Fajr and Asr. And وَزُلَفًا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ and Isha. Establish four Salah. وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِّ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ الْلَيْلِ. And one who will establish four Salah, he will establish the fifth Salah also, which has been mentioned in another verse of the Quran, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ. So establish five times Salah. Why? Because establishing salah is hasana, is a good deed. And the characteristic of good deeds is innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at. The characteristic of good deeds is that they remove the filth of the sayyi'at. So anyone who commits a sayyah, anyone who commits a sin and he dirties his heart and he wishes to purify that heart from the filth of the sinful activity that he has carried out, he needs to carry out a good deed. And from amongst the good deeds, a very great deed is performing salah. Because as-salatu imaduddin, salat is the pillar of deen. It is one of the fundamentals of Islam. Buniyal Islamu ala khamsin shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa iqamis salah. So this verse was revealed that perform your salat regularly, because as a result of your salat, your sins will be forgiven. So this Sahabi radiyallahu anhu, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Messenger of Allah, this way of purifying one's heart after committing a sin, has it been revealed specifically for me? Or is this a remedy for the whole ummah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, this is a remedy for the whole ummah. So even the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain are not masoom. They are not immune from committing sins. But such personalities slip and make a mistake once in a while, maybe only once in a lifetime. And then they sincerely repent. And there is so much sincerity in their repentance that as a result of their sincerity and this sincere repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of forgiveness not only for that one particular sahabi, for the whole ummah. This is the difference between a sahabi and a non-sahabi and a wali and a non-wali. What be sayyat al-hasanata tamuhuha? Don't make mistakes. Don't commit a sin. Stay away from sins. Because committing sins will weaken your iman. And if you continue to commit sins, a time may come when your iman becomes so weak that you may deprive yourself of this great ni'mat of iman. Or at the time of death, it may become very easy for shaitan to snatch this iman away from you. In order to keep this iman intact and strong, one needs to stay away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which erodes iman. And if a person was to commit a sin, before it has any effect on our iman, repent immediately so the iman is protected. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran over and over again says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who have been blessed with this great ni'mat of iman, now safeguard this iman. And how do you safeguard this iman? Ittaqullah. By creating a barrier between yourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are able to do that, shaitan will not be able to snatch your iman. You are only in danger if you do not abstain from sins. If you do not try your utmost to abstain from sins. And when a sin is committed, if you don't repent. Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that on one side is tawbah. When a person is granted the tawfiq to repent, to carry out tawbah, alhamdulillah, many of us, after making a mistake, are given the tawfiq to do tawbah. Some of us immediately, some of us after a few hours, some of us maybe after committing that particular sin 3 times, 5 times, some of us maybe once in a year, once in a while, in Ramadan we may repent, when we go for Umrah we may repent. But we are granted the tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repent. And as soon as a person repents, attaibu mina dhambi kamalla dhambalahu. Despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing that he is repenting today from all the sins very sincerely, but after 2 days he is going to become the same. Despite knowing that, because Allah has the knowledge of the unseen, at that precise moment when the servant is repenting, Allah grants him his forgiveness. So much so that attaibu mina dhamb, the one repenting from the sin, he becomes like that person who has not committed any sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person repents, when a person commits a sin and thereafter repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alima abdi anna lahu rabban yaghfiru dhamba wa ya'khudhu bidhambi. My servant has made a mistake, but it's not because he doesn't believe in a Rabb who can forgive his sins and who can punish him for sins as well. It's not because of that. Overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, overcome by nafsani desires, he made this mistake. And after that he says, Oh Allah, forgive me. Ya Rabbi, ighfirli. Oh my Rabb, forgive me. So my servant does know that there is a Rabb and his Rabb has compelled him to stay away from sins, and if he was to commit a sin, his Rabb would punish him if he does not repent. My servant knows this. It is for this reason he is asking for forgiveness. And he knows that my Rabb can forgive me, and he knows that if I don't ask for forgiveness, my Rabb will punish me also. I have forgiven his sins. It is for this reason Ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that being granted the tawfiq to repent after committing a sin is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Because a person, after breaking his ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, joins the ties again only through this 2 minute, 3 minute tawbah. After disconnecting himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reconnects again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِّ النَّهَارِ وَزُولَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, or I can't remember correctly, or وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أُولَئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, that they repent, and as soon as they repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. أُولَئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, and Allah grants them Jannah. Is this shaitan began crying and weeping? Because shaitan knew that all my efforts will go to vain as soon as a person repents. It will take me 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years of efforts. Sometimes 10 years, sometimes 20 years, where I will continually make a person commit sins with this assumption that he will die in this state without repenting. And suddenly Allah grants him the tawfiq and he repents after 20 years. 3 minutes tawbah and everything is gone down the drain. So tawbah is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends. As a result of tawbah, sins are forgiven. As a result of tawbah, sins are forgiven. As a result of tawbah, sins are forgiven. And sometimes the tawbah is so sincere, and there is so much remorse, so much regret, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms those sins into good deeds. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. Allah will punish those people who sin, except for those people who accept iman, wa amila amalan salihan, and who carry out good deeds. See, after committing a mistake, one needs to carry out good deeds. Hasanat will wipe out the sayyiat. Here also, illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan, and carries out good deeds. So he proves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have repented sincerely, and look at my life. So when he is very, very sincere, and he shows that sincerity practically also, so Allah does not only forgive his sins, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّيَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms his sins into good deeds. And Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ, I am a very great forgiver. That means I readily forgive. And I shower my forgiveness upon whom? وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ هَتَدَى. One who sincerely repents, that after repenting he carries out good deeds and he remains on the straight path. And those of us who make mistakes, repent, after repenting make mistakes again, repent, and then make mistakes again, and then repent and make mistakes again, we should not become despondent either. And we should continue with this practice of tawbah. We should continue with this practice of tawbah. If we are led by shaitan to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50 times, then we should use the ni'mat of tawbah granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50 times. And if we are led by shaitan to make mistakes 1,000 times, then we should use the ni'mat of tawbah 1,000 times. Tawbah is always in stock. Tawbah never goes out of stock that you have 50 chances or 1,000 chances or 100 chances. A sahabi radiyallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, I am a person who makes mistakes frequently. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tub ilallah. Whenever you make a mistake, then you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. So he said, Atubu summa a'udu. But my problem is I do repent, but after repenting I commit the same sin again. I falter, I slip again. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that whenever you slip, you repent. So he said, idhan taksuru dhunubi. In that case, my sins will increase. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afwullahi aktharu min dhunubik. He said, don't worry. The treasure of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more vast than your sins. So the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never out of stock. Tawbah, forgiveness is never out of stock. Every time we make a mistake, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we need to ask Him for forgiveness. When we daily recite our tasbih of istighfar, if we can take out some time and with concentration, even if not all 100, then 3, 5, 7 tasbih with concentration, astaghfirullah, 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 with this thought in mind that, oh Allah, I am filthy, I am sinful, I am repenting from all the sins that I have committed. And at that time you think that istighfar is a rain that is descending on my filthy heart and it is washing away all my sins. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When reading the istighfar booklet, wherein all the istighfar from the Quran has been collated, again same thing, I am repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am asking for forgiveness. And I always tell my friends that when we are repenting, one organ and one limb of our body engages. The organ is the heart and the limb is the tongue. So if the organ is not ready to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent, and if the organ has the intention of committing the sin again tomorrow and the day after, at least use the tongue and with the tongue say, even if it is untrue, that, oh Allah, I will not commit this sin again. I will not commit this. Inshallah, the effect of the amal and the practice of this limb will reach the organ, the heart, and inshallah, the heart will also follow what the tongue is doing. So, وَأَتْبِي السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ. Follow a bad deed with a good deed. The aim should be, I will die but not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is human nature that we will make mistake. So as soon as the mistake is made, don't remain in that filthy condition. Don't remain in that filthy. Whenever we dirty our body, whenever we dirty our clothes, we don't remain in that filthy condition. We wash our clothes, we change our clothes, we wash our bodies. Similarly, the heart, it is the most superior part of our body. So when the heart becomes filthy, we should immediately wash our heart through tawbah. So what they sayyat al hasanata, follow a bad deed with a good deed. And good deed, any good deed, Quran, sadaqah, zikr, tasbih, tilawat, dua, and istighfar and tawbah is also sayyat, also hasana. So follow a good deed, follow a bad deed with a good deed. So whenever a person makes a mistake, then he should follow it up with a good deed, that is tawbah. And if he can perform another good deed before repenting, alhamdulillah. perform two rakat and then repent, recite the Quran and then repent, tamhuha. This good deed will wipe away the bad deed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اجعلنا ممن طال عمرهم وحسن عملهم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.